Hey everybody, this is Zach Esger coming to you live from the Wesley Podcast Studio. With me today I have Joel and Drew, and so we're just going to chat about life here at the Wesley. It's actually Christmas vacation, so tell me first of all, Joel and Drew, what are you guys doing for Christmas?
Go ahead.
I'm just staying in Lubbock, just hanging out, house sitting for some friends. Enjoying the holidays.
I'm staying in town to wrap up some business here, and then leaving for Dallas here at the end of the week, and then hiking it to Round Rock, where I'm from, after Christmas and for New Year's.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Well, we hope you guys are all having a great Christmas vacation. We miss you all very much here at the Wesley.
Yes, it's very quiet.
It is very quiet.
Very boring.
Too quiet.
It's actually very cold, too, so a cold front's come in. But yeah, we're going to be podcasting, bringing you all the latest events, all the latest discussions around Texas Tech and basketball and football. And also have some cool podcast Bible studies. We'll have some recaps of Freshly and Underground. So if you guys ever miss a Freshly or an Underground, we'll have some short recaps of those to keep you up to date. But also just a way to help you stay in God's Word throughout the week, and a way to help you grow and think about how God's Word and your faith impacts your life. So we're going to start off. We've had a big couple weeks in basketball, Drew. I heard that there was a big win the other day. Tell us about that win.
Well, we happened to beat the number one team in the country, the Louisville Cardinals, on Tuesday, without a leading score, mind you.
Wow.
So that's a thing. Last night was interesting. We played Southern Miss last night as our one of our last home games before the New Year's. We had one Tuesday, and then we have one Saturday that I may or may not be staying in town for. We'll see. It was kind of scary. You know, everybody was saying, oh, it could be a trap game. You know, we just had a big upset, and now we're coming home, and we're going to have a, you know, emotional high to an emotional low. It wasn't the prettiest game, but we got the win. We're now sitting at, should know this by now, 7-3? No. Seven and three.
Are we ranked?
We're ranked 24th right now.
After beating the number one team, all we can get ranked is 24th.
Well, they... Well, when we had that, we're not Texas, right? We were top 15. We had a little three-game slump where we lost some close games. Didn't play bad basketball. Just, you know, had some bad breaks go our way. And then the nation said, "Oh, this team isn't that good," and dropped us out of the polls. Mm-hmm. And then I am pleasantly surprised that we're on the rankings. But the good thing is that there's a lot of movement to grow from here. So
nice. Well, overall, what's your outlook on the season coming up?
Young team, very inexperienced team, a lot of freshmen. We only have one true senior; the other one's a redshirt senior. So not a whole lot of veteran leadership. But I'm not worried yet. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we haven't even started conference play yet, and we have a lot of opportunity to show the nation who we really are. So I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Well, Joel, catch us up on something great. This is our first time. You gotta give us a break, so.
Oh, man. You're gonna have to be a little more specific.
Tell us about, what was your favorite memory from this past semester?
Oh, man, that's pretty easy. I have a lot, but my most recent favorite memory is playing 13 straight hours of Minecraft with Michael Spaulding.
Wow.
In the front room.
Wow.
And pulling an all-nighter. That's definitely on my highlights.
13 straight hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've done anything for 13 straight hours.
Well, maybe sleep.
Maybe sleep.
We started at like 9:30, and we ended at 10:30. Wow. 9:30 p.m., and we stopped at 10:30 a.m.
It's funny because I talk basketball and then you talk 13 hours of Minecraft. The only thing I've probably done for 13 hours straight is watch basketball. So.
Fair.
Well, fun, fun. Well, hey, we want to update you on a few upcoming events for the spring semester or winter semester, second semester. We are just getting these all finished up as far as all the details, and we're excited to announce them to you. So the very first event that we have is going to be on Tuesday, January 14th. And we're going to, there's a big basketball game that night, so we're going to have a big game watching party here. We'll have food and snacks. It'll be just a fun night to catch up with friends and invite new friends, invite anybody that you've met, invite your friend that just transferred here. It's a great way just to come check out the Wesley. And as most of you know, we did get some donated arcade basketball games in the Wesley. Man,
they are the greatest things in the slice.
They're awesome. So we're actually going to have a competition. So you can come and practice any day, anytime, and come practice, and then we're going to have a big competition that night and give away some big prizes. Does anybody know, what's the, like, latest high score?
104 from Adrian.
Adrian, wow, 104. I think my personal best is 30, so.
mine is 75.
So. Mine's 86. So.
But also, one thing that I'm planning for March, and as March Madness approaches and everything hypes up to Tech, hopefully,
winning the national title.
Nice to throw that in there.
But heartbreak, it's fine. But I'm planning on doing a 32-person March Madness bracket style Papa Shot tournament. I'm hoping to get a Wesley Papa Shot champion T-shirt and like a little like cheesy trophy and everything. So if you're interested in that, let me know, and I will begin to fill the bracket out when we get back January.
We'll have to a momentum that gets passed from year to year.
And if you win it, maybe we'll even hang a little banner on the Raptors like we do with the arena. Nice. Who knows?
That's a good idea. All right, so we got that's our first event of the year. The second event of the year, if you guys were here at the beginning of this year, we did Wild Wesley after our first worship night with free barbecue, baked beans, all the good stuff. And it was a huge hit. We had a blast. We're going to do that again to kick this semester off. So we'll have normal worship at 8 o'clock. And then at 9:30, we'll clear out the basement. Come dressed up if you want to. And we're going to have a big country western dance party. We'll serve a bunch of free brisket that night. We'll have baked beans. It'll just be a blast. So if you guys were here this past semester, it was awesome. A lot of fun. We're going to do that again. So invite all your friends. Mark your calendars for the first Thursday night. That's January 16th. We're going to start at 8 o'clock. And then a couple of other just little dates to give you is that we've got Freshly Retreat coming up the last weekend of January. That's January 31st and February 1st. It's just an overnight retreat. So a lot of fun. We'll have a big Super Bowl party this semester.
With the Cowboys in it, of course.
Yeah, of course. Or the Denver Broncos, if you're a Bronco fan.
Okay.
Probably not going to happen, but seminary trip, if you're interested in going to seminary after school, we're going to be taking a group to Asbury and go check out seminary. So it's an amazing trip if you're just thinking about going into some type of seminary. This is a good trip just to discern that a little bit more and check out an amazing seminary. So that's awesome. We're going to have some lock-ins this semester. Spring retreat has just been set for February 28th through March the 1st. So mark your calendars for that. We've got Haiti mission trip during spring break. We've got pool parties. It's going to be a really fun semester. I'm really stoked about it. So
Do I see on your screen that we're doing Assassins again this semester?
There is Assassins again. The dates for Assassins has not been set.
I love that.
It is a fun Wesley-wide game. And there's lots of prizes for that as well.
Joel is grimacing as we say that because he lost last year. So did I. But
it's all right.
It's a way to build some camaraderie.
I don't know. I had one of the most proud kills I've ever had. I killed Zane. So
how did it happen? What happened?
Well, I lured him out of his apartment and kind of shot him in the back. So that part I'm not that proud of, but the fact that I did it, I'm proud.
Yes, he was a very hard one to kill last year. He was very incognito. So anyways, it's a lot of fun. That'll be coming up sometime March, April. We're going to have a great semester. This is our first Wesley podcast. First of many. We're going to have a great time. We hope we save all this right and you can actually hear it all. if not, then we just had a great time today. But keep on the Wesley app to stay up to date with everything Wesley. Peace.